Let's get closer to this beautiful scenery and see those big houses and castles sculptured in the mountains. Let's try to know their story. God extinguished an aggressive nation by blowing ferocious wind on them. After many years, the land became verdant, and plants grew up, and peaceful people settled there. They were strong people who used to sculpture their houses in the mountain rocks. They sculptured houses as well as many statues that they worshipped instead of God. Do you see this weird female camel? Let's get closer to her and discover her story. It is God's camel and his great miracle. This is her son. He came to drink with her. Today is her day to drink water from the well.
I will drink from the water.
Stop! Huh? Are you insane? Move away from the water until God's female camel drinks. Today is her day, and tomorrow we will all drink from this water.
Why can't I drink with her on the same day? Huh? This is our well.
Didn't you witness the miracle? When our people denied God's prophet Saleh and asked him a miracle in order to believe in him, he called God and brought this female camel out of a huge rock. Didn't you hear about this miracle?
I know. And I even saw the miracle with my own two eyes.
Praise the Lord. All those conditions imposed by our people on God's prophet Saleh were fulfilled. I feel like I can see that miraculous scenery right now.
Come on, Saleh. Show us a miracle. If you really are a prophet, prove it and show us a miracle.
Yeah, take a look at this rock. We want you to bring out from it a tall, beautiful female camel.
Yes, and make it a pregnant one, too.
Yes, this is our condition to believe in you.
Look at Saleh. He is calling his God.
What is this? Look, the rock is shaking. It is cracking into two parts. Unbelievable. This is not possible. Here is the female camel.
Yes, I still remember that spectacle. That day, many of us believed in God, and we destroyed the statues.
But I want to drink water now. And I will not permit that this camel drinks alone.
You must ask for God's forgiveness. You are aware of this condition. She drinks on one day, and then our people can drink on another day.
Why does she have to drink alone?
It is God's will, and He is testing our faith. This female camel gives us abundant milk in one day, and this milk is sufficient to all of our people.
Well, what an amazingly big camel. Well, then okay. I don't suppose I'm thirsty today. I guess I will have to drink tomorrow.
Despite this great miracle, many of the people disbelieved in God and went back to build statues and worship them.
I kneel before you, my God, and I give you my offerings. I will be faithful to you.
Are you insane? Do you kneel for a stone statue? Didn't the prophet of God, Saleh, stop us from this? How can you believe in other than God while his great miracle that lives with us, and we drink from her milk too?
Go away before I hit you. You stop me from worshipping the gods of my parents and my grandparents? Is this because of this female camel? Go away immediately or I will kill you both. I wish I could kill this camel so that Saleh won't have any miracle that makes people surround him and keeps them far from our gods. That's the only solution we have.
Unbelievers from the nation's elites kept on making fun of believers. That was the status quo for a long time. And one dark night, some very rude men gathered to find a solution.
I think this is the only solution. Let's slaughter her. This way his miracle disappears and no one will ever believe in him.
Yes, her and her son.
Then and only then, people will not believe anymore.
Who dares to slaughter her? She's very big and strong.
Yeah, who can do such a thing?
I happen to know a fierce murderer, and he's the most cruel of them all. He's the only one who can do this job.
Yes, it is our boss, Qaddar bin Saleh.
Yes, this way we become nine men. We slaughter her, and then we kill Saleh, after he loses his miracle.
And we tell people that we don't know anything about this issue.
So, the unbelievers slaughtered the female camel and tore her meat apart. Her son escaped to the mountain.
You see, we slaughtered the camel. Now show us God's punishment that you promised he would deliver. Ha 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 ha.
God's prophet Saleh was very sad because his people slaughtered the female camel. He told them that they will get their punishment in 3 days.
It is funny to tell us about the punishment, and you are the most humble, the poorest, and the oldest man among us. Come on, guys. Don't give him any importance. He is nothing more than an old man.
At night, some arrogant unbelievers sneaked into the house of God's prophet Saleh to kill him. Stones from the sky fell on them and killed them.
Oh, oh, oh. Where are these stones coming from?
What is this? What is going on? Our faces are becoming yellow. This is the first day. I guess this means that Saleh could be right.
Thank God. Our face's color is still the same. Praise be to God, because he's only punishing those who disbelieve. The first day is over.
Our faces became red. He is really right. Beware the anger of God. The punishment is so soon.
The second day is over.
At night, they heard the same voice telling them that the second day was over. In the morning, their faces were black. At night, it was the deadline. They heard the same voice telling them that the third day was over.
Where shall we escape to? We have no refuge!
When the sun rose, they heard a mighty voice from the sky. The earth shook violently. Saved Saleh and the believers. God's prophet Saleh passed by the dying unbelievers. And he said, "You people, I notified you of God's message and advised you, but you didn't listen to my advice."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها صدق الله العظيم.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. The tribe of Thamud denied the truth in their rebellious pride. When the basest of them broke forth, and the Messenger of Allah said, "It is the she-camel of Allah, so let her drink." But they denied him, and they hamstrung her, so Allah doomed them for their sin and razed their dwellings. He dreadeth not the sequel of events. Almighty Allah has spoken the truth.